back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is on the air right now. And I'll tell you something, if you missed the pre-show, brother, you missed a lot.
This was a very good pre-show, Phil.
Thank you.
Get it.
What was that?
Get it.
Well, I think the pre-show today was extremely powerful, very vigorous. If Phil were still working in radio, he would be fired. Oh, man.
Well, no question about it. So if you are a subscriber to our website, and you should be a subscriber to our website, it's the greatest online value other than porn. There's almost 20,000 full hours from full radio shows of archive material. A radio show that was, I have to tell you, and continues to be, It's not a radio. I'm belching. Excuse me.
Well, Phil, do you think you could take care of that before the program?
Yeah, Phil. I don't agree with Margaret.
No, I can't schedule belches. Okay.
You can't schedule belches.
Get it. Stutter step that one, Mr. Hendry.
All right. Sorry. I apologize for that, Margaret.
That's all you needed to say.
Okay. I apologize for belching.
Well, you didn't belch exactly.
All right, man, why did Brown draw attention to it, man?
Can't talk much.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. Mr. Henry's saying something.
Thank you. Hold on. I don't know what it was.
You were talking about the pre-show.
Oh, the pre-show was, it was a whole lot of stuff about the radio business. You know, every now and again, you have to get on here and talk about the radio business. It's still there. It's burning slowly. You know, it's like watching a city burn, the radio business. It's like watching a city burn. And you have to make a comment, you know. You can't just sit and stare at the flames leaping from the city. Every now and again, you got to look back at the... It was like in 28 Days Later when they saw, Manchester burning.
28 Days Later, that's a big movie for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a very seminal film in the Phil Hendry hagiography.
Hagiography?
Yeah, they're like the history.
Anyway.
You know, you like history?
Yeah, okay. Yes, it was a very important film in the history of my life. So the radio business is like a burning city, you know, that you've fled, and you turn and you look back and you see the... the flames.
But will that rage virus come out of there?
What about the rage virus?
There ain't no rage virus, all right? It's just a bunch of, it's the buildings and stuff burning. And you turn and you look and you want to say, God damn, man, what happened back there? I'm glad I got out with my ass, you know? I'm glad I got out with my ass intact.
Hey.
Thank you.
And so during the pre-show this morning, Phil was, articulating very vigorously about what is wrong with the radio business? It was very, very interesting.
Yeah, well...
Margaret, there you are back in Philip. Usually you love to brown nose it.
I don't brown nose anything, thank you.
Well, are you kidding? You're always telling Phil, you better watch it.
I don't like it when he is sticking... When Phil puts it in a meat grinder and says, something? I don't think I need to take a leak. I think I'd like to drop it in... Never mind.
Okay, Margaret...
Well, that's what you do sometimes.
Yeah, Mr. Annie, you drop your wiener in a meat grinder.
Never mind what I do and quit your, comparing it to that. Thank you very much. All right, today we have...
What about the pre-show?
The pre-show, let me just tell you this. Get a subscription to our website and you'll hear the pre-show. The Phil Hendry Show website, okay? That's all I'll say about that. And if you don't have a subscription to our website, because like I said... Our show, there's 20,000 hours of our show, many different generations of our show. And we've always endeavored on this show to be as unique, as different, and as funny as we can possibly be within the limits of how, funny we can be. And that's just kind of how I like to do things. Now, we were able to successfully do a radio show for, about 16 years working in the radio business. That was a miracle. A miracle that thing stayed on the air for 16 years. We now ply our trade here in the world of digital, and we have completely removed ourselves from the radio business. We are not really on an advertising model, even though we do have advertisers. That's not what pays the bills. What pays the bills around here is the subscription subscription dollars, much like the New York Times, much like magazines, People pay for certain products in this world. People pay for Netflix. People pay for Amazon. People pay for Hulu. People pay for Yulu. People pay for Hula Hoops. And they pay for us.
And they pay for ball games. And
yeah, there's a lot of things they pay. So it's not an unusual thing to have that kind of a service. We are working in the world of digital, which is a brand new world.
Well, you're going to start to give a speech now, and you're going to start to get pissed off again.
All right, you're right. I don't want to get pissed off. I got so...
Don't do it, but if you want to hear Phil really at his best when it comes to ripping the radio suits and ass, and again, to the general's point, no, I don't recommend it, but at least it was honest. Were you working in radio, and you made the speech that you made this morning, Phil, I would recommend that you get fired. What are you looking at?
Is this going to end?
Yes, it's going to end with this. A fist...
You missed.
Really? Did I miss that one?
Ah, you hit my nerve.
All right, okay. We're going to do a shortened podcast today, only because there are other things. There are bigger fish that we have to fry today. My apologies. We will have on Ed Elcott. He's going to be talking to us about the archangels. These are individuals who we had heard from a listener. We're going to have Ed Elcott on. We had heard from a listener of ours who was also, for a very brief time, he and his wife had been initiates in Elcott, the Next Step. Margaret, you got the story?
Yes, this is a man by the name of Leonard Salvo. He and his wife, Dorothea, were initiates in the Elcott, the Next Step religion. What happened to them when they decided to leave Elcott was, according to Leonard, it was not similar to Scientology, but there was some kind of goon-like harassment.
Wait, what do you mean goon-like?
Well, I'm talking about how, you know, how Scientology would follow people around.
Yeah, but hassle people, follow them around, and like picket and stuff.
Are you saying that Elcott did that?
Well, not Ed Elcott.
No, I mean the religion.
Well, no, he said it is similar. It's not. It is not the goon. It's not full goon.
So they don't give him the full goon. It's a partial goon.
They need a partial goon.
Just let them talk about it, okay?
Well, Phil, I'm trying to get all of the ducks. Excuse me, I just belched too.
You know, I think it's that paste picante sauce you were serving everyone last night, Phil.
What about it?
Well, everyone's belching, and that's everyone ate that.
Yeah, think that's it?
Yeah, I have some, too.
No, I don't think that's it, no. Everyone had paste picante. Everybody drank water, too. Everybody had a beer.
I did not have a beer. I had light sherry.
Well, you had the light ham. Did you have any of the picante sauce?
I did have... I put the picante... I slathered it on some of the light ham. Yes, what are you looking at?
Well, I just wonder if you did.
No, I always like to slather the light. You know, because I eat light ham... You know something? I have to go to the bathroom. When I come out of the bathroom, I expect to be treated like a human being. Excuse me.
Margaret, just because I laughed at the fact that you eat light ham.
Life ham? Pardon me.
All right. Let's go to Bob Bacon. He's got traffic. Then we got Ed Elcott, and we have Mr. Leonard Salvo. We'll talk with us about whatever happened to him. Mr. Leonard Salvo will talk with us about his possibly being hassled by the archangels of Elcott, the Next Step, a goon-like squad. I don't know. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bill, it's Jay Hurley of Downtown Trail. I'm looking up that South Trail. And if you go up the old dirt road, I'm looking at parked people out there, and the guy taking down the panties. Hey, over here on Highway 61 Revisited, I was revisited just the other day, and I tell you what, it didn't look any better this time than the first time I went out there on Highway 16. Out of the cotton chin, I'm going to shake my T-bone. You're going to take that T-bone? Going to have that? Shake that T-bone. T-bone Burnett here. This is Bob Bacon. Delivery show traffic.
Eddie Murphy's got a...
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy here.
What is Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy has Oh Ja Ja, which is a new reggae song. And
this is Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Very good, Eddie. And...
What is it, a gag or something?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think this isn't the first time Eddie Murphy's done reggae. I've heard some other reggae songs from Eddie Murphy. All right, On the line with us here from the Elcott The Next Step headquarters in Wampanoag, New York, is Ed Elcott, Dr. Ed Elcott, who is one of the priesterlies, Elcott South, from the Elcott The Next Step religion.
Let me just, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Well, and Ed, this is General Shaw.
Good morning.
Good morning. What does that mean, Elcott South?
Well, the Elcott South is these are different distinctions. They aren't ranks, they are distinctions. We recognize the division of geography and direction and man's journey on this planet in four separate directions: north, south, east, and west. And it is simply my good fortune to be Elcott South. That is, I point those of us who are initiate, priesterly, novitiate, or perhaps can preservative or overlord, I'm able to direct them in the by way of the southerly winds. But you know that north, south, east, and west, Ed, they all lead to the same place on the planet.
Well, no, they don't.
Why don't they?
Jack, if you go south, you go to the South Pole.
Yes, if you go south, you go to the South Pole. If you go north, you go to the North Pole.
No, but if you keep on going, you eventually wind up at the North Pole.
Well, then you're not traveling south anymore.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Ed. Let's see, you have...
Well, hold on for a minute, because I am taught in Elcott the next step not to allow two deficients, and that is technically what you are.
You know, I don't like being referred to as a deficient.
Oh, no, but it's nothing personal.
Yeah, sure, it's...
Yeah, but I'm a deficient. Am I a deficient, too?
Well, anyone who is not Elcott is a deficient or a malform. And I will not allow two malforms to go up to overtop me or overdo me or however, you know, get more love than me on the radio show.
You mean to out-debate you?
No, they didn't out-debate me. They just, it's what we call an Elcott The Next Step I'm sorry, Phil. I took quite a few levelings last week at the bowling alley, and I'm having a difficult time with the electro impulses from my brain to my mouth.
That's what she said.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, wait! Shut up, bud, okay?
Well, bud, in a manner of speaking, I guess.
Sorry.
But if you do that again, then that's what she said is so beat into the ground. You've beaten it almost beyond recognition. I think it's only right that I do exactly the same thing to your face.
Hey! Never mind! Get him in the hole!
Yep. Let go of his nose, Margaret.
God damn, woman.
Woman?
All right, hold on for a minute.
Boy, wouldn't you love it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, bud, shut up.
You've got your hands full there this morning, Phil. There's no question. I will say to you, bud, if Margaret gets a hold of your nose, you might as well let her have it and let her put it wherever she... Well...
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You know, Ed, you sound distressed.
Well, we are under assault. We are under assault. I do have... Leonard Salvo is going to be on.
Yeah, we have his number. Do you want to make that call now, bud?
Yeah, I'm on it.
We're going to...
You're on it.
Well,
don't make if he says anything about the nose, and Ed, I'm surprised at you.
Well, I'm very sorry, Margaret, but I...
Just never mind.
Well, what are you guys,
Should I say?
I would rather that you not.
Okay, well, we can well guess. He said something about someone's nose. You might as well let Margaret have it and put it wherever she wants it.
You know, I'm going to get up and walk out of here permanently if I have to hear this discussed. After one of the shows I went over, I met with Dr. Elcott to discuss his religion.
And, one thing led to another.
Yeah, okay.
Bill, have you ever read any of the Penthouse letters?
Oh, my God, are you like a, one thing led to another.
Exactly, just one thing. Margaret Gray came over to the novitiate house, and she sat down to interview me. Well, one thing led to another, and my nose wound up someplace I...
Okay, are you done?
I apologize.
All right, so tell you what, Bud is making the... Margaret, I apologize to you. I didn't know it was going to...
Well, thank you very much. Finally, my grief and my pain is acknowledged.
All right, we've acknowledged it, Margaret. Now, what are you doing, Dickman? Are you making this call?
Yeah, I'm going to make a call now to Leonard Salvo.
All right, you do that, man, and we'll put Ed Elcott on hold, and we'll be right back with more here. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Talking here to Ed Elcott. And Ed Elcott, of course, is with Elcott The Next Step. We'll be discussing with him the Archangels, who have been accused by some people who are no longer with the Elcott The Next Step religion. They've been accused of using Scientology goon-like tactics on people who have left the religion.
This, then, is Beartooth, beaten in lips.
Mark Brown here. Mark Brown, shaving. That's right. Mark Brown. I'm Mark Brown, and it is your facial hair that we want to get rid of. It's called a beard. We have razors. You put them on your face, and you scrape the beard off. Now, you need to have some kind of foam. Now, when you put the foam on your face, and you make it all foamed up, and it takes a lot of explaining. Please call me, Mark Brown. I get rid of facial hair of the beard.
Call it beard.
Beard, yeah. We have foam and we have razor blades. That's what I wanted to say. And don't forget, on the 5th of February, on February the 5th, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be at the Hollywood Improv for one night, The World of Phil Hendry. That's an 8 o'clock show on February 5th. We'd love to see you there. We have continued to hone and refine.
And refine and hone.
Our show, and we'd love for you to come out and join us for that. That'll be on February the 5th. And while we're on the subject, get any subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. You can get a 1 month, a 6 month, you can get a year, and it is the finest investment that you will make with an entertainment dollar outside of pornography or perhaps going to, you know, a pretty good movie. But think about it, folks. One movie is going to cost you $8. And I got to tell you, I just saw Godzilla on. Did I pay for that?
Well, I think you bet. Yeah, you probably did to pay for the Godzilla.
Boy, what a rotten movie,
Phil!
What a lousy movie, man! The acting blew. Dead chipmunk. It was another one of these special effects festivals, which is fine. But I mean, there's no freaking story there, man. And they, you know, with the exception of, I don't know, maybe a couple of people in the movie, that was just a badly done. It was a great tour de force for the CGI guys or whatever the hell they call it now. It seems like it's more than just computer generated. It's
What do you think? They've got a shaman there creating all kinds of visions?
Yeah, they'll probably just hand out acid. What about that? They handed out acid to the people who's going in there.
Yeah, that'll work real good. All right. Anyway, Dr. Elcott, thanks for being back here with us. Now we do have on the other line, Bud.
Just holding on for a minute. He's The gentleman's going to be here. Sorry.
Okay, well, Ed, we have with us Leonard Salvo. He and his wife had been members of the I believe, Elcott The Next Step in the Los Angeles area. And now they are, he's with us on the phone right now, at home, no longer members of Elcott The Next Step.
Is the gentleman there?
Mr. Salvo, you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Hello, this is Ed Elcott, Mr. Salvo. How are you?
I'm well.
Were you an initiate in the Los Angeles Preservative or a Redeemery?
Yes, this was something my wife had got me into. And she'd been at a couple of meetings and had gone to see some lectures by, I forget who it was, but it was one of the Los Angeles Redeemery members. Would it have been, do you know, if it was Terrence Brewster? It might have been him, but Mr. Brewster was the one that was bothering me at the Marie Callender's. All right. So Terrence Brewster was the one who got you, and you thought he was bothering you. No, I didn't think he was bothering me.
All right, hold on. Let's just agree that Mr. Salvo, you and your wife were in the religion for a while.
We were in the religion. We paid the nominality, as they call it, which was a abundance. They called it, would you please make us abundant? And I said, I don't know what you mean by that.
And they're making us abundant. I'll do it if you don't mind. Making us abundant is a donation. I'll do it if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm not here to argue with you, sir. I understand that, but I'm trying to say that my wife and I joined the... My wife is sitting here, and she's frightened to talk. She doesn't want to talk. She'd rather watch... This is the history of the boogeyman, is that it? There's something on American Horror Classics. What was that, American Horror Story? No, it's a channel, American Horror Classics. The history and the evolution and etymology of the boogeyman. Is that what you want to watch, honey, instead of being on here? See, she would rather be watching a boogeyman show than talking to you, Ed. I feel very badly about that, and I want to make things right, all right?
Okay, tell me what happened then. You left the religion?
Well, as I said, we paid our abundancy. We had answered the call to abundance.
Hold on for a minute. What is answering the call to abundance?
We paid an initiation fee.
Well, can you say that?
All right, if you want me to, but then Ed will not acknowledge. I cannot acknowledge if he does not speak the proper terminology of Elcott the Next Step.
What does that mean, you can't acknowledge?
It's as if he doesn't exist. Yeah, so I've got to get it all right.
What is... The boy you talk about... There's a real scam there, Mr. Elcott. A real scam.
It is Dr. Elcott, if you don't mind, General.
All right, Dr. Elcott. Geez, big deal.
Well, would you like me to call you Captain Shaw? Oh!
Look at this guy, man. What, am I burned?
Well...
All right, gentlemen, let's grow up. Let's not keep the... You know, we were at a nice, mature level, and you guys are sinking down to juvenile stature here. So go on.
Well, my wife and I had made the abundance payment. We went to the Redeemery to attend to our ear flushing.
May I ask what an ear flushing is?
You may ask, but I have to be the one that gives the answer. You've been giving too many answers here. Yes, sir. An ear flushing is what you would call a sermon. Well, I'm not laughing. Are you laughing, Leonard? I dare not laugh. I dare not laugh because of the archangels and the irritation. They will put you through what they call level one irritant. And that is they come up to you and start bothering you about can they borrow a spoon? Can they use the sugar from your table? If you're out at a movie theater, they sit in front of you and pass gas and talk loudly. They don't come up to you and say you've sinned. They don't do any of the cornball Scientology stuff. You're talking about science. We have nothing to do with Scientology. Oh no, not at all. But you harass and you hassle people. I used the wrong term. You use level one irritant by invading. Excuse me, I used the wrong term again. By your invasion of my corpulent state. Wrong term. I'm sorry. Corpulent space.
Wait, Ed. We can't have a conversation here that is going to be of any length and that is going to be understandable if we cannot listen to just plain English words spoken. You're saying you're not going to acknowledge this guy if he uses the wrong terminology.
Yes, this is your way of controlling things, Ed. I think it's wrong.
All right, so what gives, Elcott?
Well, I don't like being called by my last name, but okay.
That's what I'm calling you.
All right. It is simply a part of our religion, Phil. Respect for my religion is that you use the proper terminology or else you do not exist. You become invisible. And there are some of us in Elcott that believe that were I in the same room with Leonard and he used terms like sermon or if he used the wrong term, that I would be able to walk through him, that he would be invisible and that I would walk through him. And when you walk through another person, they're in the invisibility state, and you walk through them, you get a little bit of, you get a kundalini charge, or if you will, an erection. There. Are you happy?
Happy with what?
Will you guys grow the hell up?
Happy with what? Are you happy that I used some Earth people language?
Is that what you call people that are not Elcott the Next Step?
Yeah, they call them, whoa, hold the phone there, my friend. I'm the Priesterly. I'm the Elcott South. I'll answer. Now, what was your question?
What do you call people that are not in Elcott, the Next Step, the religion?
We call them the same term that they use in Alcoholics Anonymous, the Earth people,
or we call them the Earthers. We call them, the birth canal beings. Because you see, in Elkhart, the next step, when we are reborn in Elkhart, the next step, we go through the celestial channel. We are channeled, and we pass through the channel of celestiality. The afterbirth is stardust. It's not afterbirth. It's stardust and the sweet-smelling evergreen of the most beautiful forests in the world. I mean, that's how wonderful it is. You, Phil, you came through a birth canal, probably covered with afterbirth. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, that's a wonderful way to a beautiful experience like childbirth.
Beautiful for who? Sure not for the kid, I'll tell you that. Maybe it was beautiful for you, Margaret, but your son, the Delmonico, oh, God. Oh.
All right, quit. You know something, Ed? All of a sudden, you've got some sarcasm working here.
Yes, I've noticed that myself. You're very sarcastic.
Yeah, well, maybe he has the right to be.
All right, we can get into discussing somebody's manner all we want, but we still want to hear from Mr. Salvo on this level one irritant, the invasion, which is another way of saying that you were hassled or stalked by members of Elkhart the Next Step when you left the religion.
Well, that is actually the case, and my wife, Deandra, who is sitting here watching the history of the boogeyman, its causes and its causes and cures, she would...
What is this history of the boogeyman?
Talk about history of the boogeyman on American Horror Classic.
I know that, but what is this woman...
She'd rather be watching History of the Boogeyman than talking to Ed. Well, your wife is very irrationally afraid of me. I'm not going to do anything to her. No, the sound of your voice. Now, let me say, Ed, I'm trying to do this the best way I can. We left Elkhart the Next Step, or as they say in Elkhart the Next Step, we created an opportunity to be flushed. We created an opportunity to be expelled, or in the crudest possible form, we were run from the colon of Elkhart. And as we were flung from Elkhart's colon, very good. Now I'm forgetting the terminology.
What the hell is this? Why don't you let the guy speak English?
No. I will not allow what happens to a lot of other religions, especially here on these podcast, radio show, whatever you call this mung that you do, I will not allow our religion to be foundered or to be touched and squeezed, especially between the forefinger and the thumb. That is Elkhart, the Next Step language for abused.
Yeah, that, you know, all right, I got to take a break.
Well, you've always got to take a break, Phil, when you find yourself losing.
Let's take a break here.
Phil, you're going to have to get, I think this man, this Elkhart, is controlling things.
You know, I like Ed Elkhart, but he's not letting this guy tell his story.
What do you want from me, man? He's gonna hang up. He's just gonna go. If he hears his religion, quote, abused, if he hears all kinds of stuff said that he doesn't want to hear, he's going to be pissed off, and he's not going to hang around for the debate. We'll be right back. Here's Obi O'Brien. This is with Drake. It's called Scheming Up. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Yeah.
Don't forget the world famous Phil Henry Show, February 5th at the Hollywood Improv.
All my niggas so hungry, man, they just eat what they kill.
Jerry Steeman here for the Steeman Grill. Man, you've seen nothing like it. In all of your years on this planet, if you want shrimp, if you want beautiful, fat, thick vegetables that have been steamed or lightly blanched, if you want seafood, if you want steak, anything, in the Jerry Steamer Steeman, man, we can throw it in there, put in some nice cooking oil, throw in a very nice sauce, select images, push the button, bang, there it is, a beautiful picture of a meal that you would like to eat. Unfortunately, we don't do that. We just make pictures of them.
Nigga been backstroking.
Now, Jerry Steamer Steamer.
What the? Let a N-word swim in the pee?
Didn't say swim in the pee.
Dead pussy.
I know that, you filthy.
Get my shirt.
Move his shirt, Margaret.
Rotten shirt. That shirt is so bad, bud. You should have wanted me to tear it off your back.
Let's get to let's go to our friend here, Mr. Salvo and Ed Elkhart. We do not have the usual time on the show today. It's going to be a shortened show, so I need to get to this. If you wouldn't mind, let Mr. Salvo Ed at least express himself. And if he makes an error here or there, we'll give him the time to correct it. Does that sound fair?
Well, that sounds fair, but I have other things to attend to. I'm not going to sit here, through an indeterminate amount of time to hear my religion, to hear lies spewed. There's no lies being spewed, Dr. Elcott. My wife and I were initiates. We were then expelled from the colon, and we slid and glided onto the sidewalk of eternity. When we were funneling, which is, can I explain what that is? No, I have to explain it. Well, how can I indicate to you that you need to explain it? When you use the word, then say, I defer. My wife and I were gliding down the sidewalk of life, I defer. We're walking down the street, and we decided in favor of funneling, I defer. They were going to get something to eat. We went into a funnel factory, I defer. They went into a restaurant.
Oh, would you come on, you guys? This is, you know, now I see how you work things, Elcott. Now I see how you work things.
All right, look, I have to end the show.
Well, you know, you, Mr. Henry, I haven't told my whole story.
All right, well, I tell you what, this is only part one. Part two will be on tomorrow. I tell you what, we have to end the show. Part two will be on tomorrow on our BSP-only show. That's what I will promise you. Ed, can you be back with us?
I'll be back. Wherever Elcott, the next step must be defended, I'll be there.
And Mr. Salvo?
Yes, I'll be very happy to, because I will tell this story, Dr. Elcott, even if you're making me defer and make it harder. What is that? Even if you have a cone hat on, I defer. That means controlling it.
Yeah, okay, thanks, guys. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. Oh, by the way, before we leave you, I want to tell you all about Sherry's Berries, because guess what? Sherry's Berries is back on the air here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I laid some Sherry's Berries on a very sweet and dear friend of mine the other day, and brother, the whole box is gone. She loved it. Because Valentine's Day is coming up, man. Now, what are you going to get her for Valentine's Day? Every single year, you guys go through the same thing. Show her you thought of something unique and different this year and get her the gift she's sure to love, Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com and click on the microphone and type in my code, Phil Henry, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you have to use my code, Phil Henry. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. 40% off from Sherry's Berries. You just need the Phil Henry code when you order. I'm telling you, I laid this on Lauren, and the box is gone. She said, do you want some? I said, no, you have it, honey. And she ate the whole thing. It's all gone. All gone. She loves them. I'm probably going to have to get two or three more boxes before Valentine's Day. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Phil Henry. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and enter my code Phil Henry and order today.
Sherry's Berries.